It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome to today's podcast. Thanks for joining us live on the video as well. Want to talk today about the Find and Flip Summit. We just had the Find and Flip Summit a couple weeks ago. It was in Phoenix, Arizona. It was, without question, the most successful event we've ever had. We had hundreds of people there. We had an amazing lineup of speakers. There was so much content given out. It was truly, I hate to use this word because it just sounds kind of, you know, douchey to say, but I mean, it was kind of a once in a lifetime event. I mean, it was one of those things where it was a very unique collection of people that were all sharing some really, really cool stuff. So I thought I would kind of share with you a little bit today about what were some of the big takeaways that I had. And we started day one and I went out there really to kind of help people to understand what the concept of reverse wholesaling is. There's a lot of misconception. There's a lot of people that are trying to make money on the backs of this concept that we invented called reverse wholesaling. A lot of bullshit that's kind of being shared out there trying to scare people and talk about can it be done and can it not. So I need to clear the air a little bit and need to talk about that a little bit. The reality of it is reverse wholesaling is completely legal if you do it exactly the way we tell you to do it. All we are teaching people to do with reverse wholesaling is start with the end in mind. I'm asking you to do a little bit of research. I'm asking you to go and make a few phone calls. Find out what people are buying in certain areas. Find out why they're buying, what price they're willing to pay if you could find more inventory in that. I'm basically telling you to do a little research. And with that research, then I'm telling you to get smart about your marketing and go market for deals in the very areas where, God forbid, you actually got a deal, you would understand clearly that you had the best shot of selling it. Now, that's what I'm talking about. And then we really kind of began to push on that concept a little more and really talk more about, again, how that relates to not only our real estate business, but how it relates to business and life in general. Start with the end in mind. If you will clearly understand where you're trying to go, then you have a much better chance of getting there. There's so many people that walk around with their heads up their asses and don't clearly understand what they're trying to do with their life, much less their business, and they get trapped. I use this analogy, but it's just so true. For all the married guys that are listening to me out there, how many times has your wife ever asked you to go to the grocery store? And if your wife picks up the phone and says, hey, I need you to stop at the store, what's the very next thing that comes out of your mouth? What do you need me to get? You don't just stop with the question of go get some stuff at the store. You don't stop there. You don't walk into a random grocery store and walk up and down the aisles and buy 100 miscellaneous items and show up at your house. And when you get at the house, go dump those 100 items on the kitchen table and say, is any of this shit what you were hoping I would buy? You would never do that, right? What you would do is say, honey, tell me exactly what you want. Oh, I want some milk. No, let's get more specific. What exactly kind of, you know, what's the milk you want? You want 2%? You want whole milk? You want almond milk? You want cashew milk? What do you want? Tell me exactly what you want. And the reason why you're asking those clarifying questions that way is because a happy wife makes for a happy life. You're trying to be successful. You don't want to have to go repeat this process. You don't want to go through the agony and the brain damage of getting beat up mentally by your wife if you're just a dipshit and you go buy the wrong stuff. Nobody wants to go through that. And so we ask the clarifying questions so that we can be right. And so the same is true with your business. Ask yourself the questions. What does success look like? What do you want this business to do for you? Where do you want to be in a year? Where do you want to be in 3 years? Where do you want to be in 5 years? How much money do you want to be making? Where do you want to be spending your time? Who do you want to be hanging out with? What's the value you want to be bringing to people's lives? Answer the questions. And when you get the answers to those questions, then you clearly understand what the end result looks like, and you can work backwards from there. How do you get there? Unfortunately, most of you get enamored with the idea of going off and start a business, and you start running down the path. Oh, I got to go. Oh, Kent told me how to go wholesale a deal. Sean Terry told me how to go wholesale this deal. Whoever. Justin Colby told me how to go. So I go and then I know how to go do a deal, but I have no idea what it means in the big picture. I have no idea actually how it translates to a business. I have no idea how this makes me happy or how I build a business around it. You just jumped off of one hamster wheel onto another. So we talked a lot about at Find and Flip about starting with the end in mind, clearly mapping it out and starting from there. Equally, I had Brett Tanner and Sean Terry both come on to talk about two really cool ways they're generating seller leads out there. Some amazing stuff that's very, very inventive, specifically in cold calling and ringless voicemail. Talked about the way they're creating seller leads right now. We talked about the way our smart system is out there creating seller leads. Just some really, really cool ways that successful, very successful real estate investors and agents are creating a massive amount of lead flow to their business right now while everybody else is pissing and moaning and complaining that they can't get any leads. We're talking to people that and brought people to the table that are creating thousands and thousands of leads each and every month and how they're doing it in a very, very efficient way. Then at the end of day one, we had Grant Cardone come out and give an amazing speech. Grant is a really, really effective speaker. If you don't know who Grant Cardone is, then you need to get out from underneath the rock and go do a little bit of investigating on social media, on YouTube. Go type his name in there and you'll figure out quickly this guy's a hell of a real estate investor. He's built a massive portfolio. Equally, he is a great salesman. He's trained hundreds of thousands of people on when it comes to selling and closing and persuasion. And so he knows the game inside and out. But interestingly, his entire discussion was about one word and it was about commitment. And if you want to be successful, you've got to commit. You got to go all in. There's no half measures. There's no putting your toe in. You got to go all in 110%, push every chip in and go full on. And it was extremely motivational. It was a great, great speech, a little off the cuff, which made it even more genuine, where he was really just speaking from his heart and speaking from his core about how he's accomplished what he's accomplished with his wife and his family and his organization over the last few years. It was amazing. So on day two, we had the honor of having Elena Cardone come in, and she did another amazing speech. The biggest takeaway I had from Elena was courage. And I haven't gone back and reviewed the replays yet, but I just remember sitting there with her and listening to her talk, and she was an amazing speaker. In fact, she was actually voted as the favorite speaker of the entire weekend of all the speakers we had over 20 sessions. And it was nice to have a very, very powerful woman there. What she talked about with her family and what her and Grant have been able to do together and how they play off each other was something that my wife and I needed to hear. And I would venture to say probably many of you, and if you're in family businesses, probably really good to hear as well. But it was one thing I thought was really great, and it just continues to stick with me, was her talking about that it just, you got to have the courage to fight for what you want and to go for it and to not hold each other back and to be bold. And I found a lot of power in Elena's speech, and I was very, you know, it was very moving and touching for me to hear what she was talking about there. Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Listen, if you're an experienced real estate investor and you're just looking for a way to make the business easier, you're in the right place. This is exactly what we are known for. Do yourself a favor. Go check us out at thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an offer to get access to a special offer that we're running right now for monthly access to our SMART system. SMART system stands for Strategic Marketing and Real Estate Training. It is an opportunity to get our best-selling software at a huge, huge discount just for being a listener. Now, when you get in there, we'll give you access to cash buyers, nationwide access to a list of cash buyers, nationwide access to all of the deals throughout the country, vacant properties, properties that have a ton of equity in them, properties that are deeply discounted and easy to flip, as well as nationwide access to our private lender database. Again, do yourself a favor, get signed up for that low, low monthly discounted offer over at thetimeisnow.com. The rest of that day, we had Justin Colby come in and did a great presentation. We had Greg Herlene come in and did a great presentation as well. Justin talked about wholesaling. Greg Herlene talked about our new fund that we just opened up that you can learn more at investwithkent.com. We just opened up a Reg A fund that's allowing people to invest directly with us. It was really exciting to talk about that kind of stuff. Equally, we had my brother Chris Clothier come in, and Chris had a really interesting discussion because Chris came in and talked a lot about his journey. For many of you, you may remember that my brother decided last year that he was going to go and run an ultra marathon out of the blue and that he was going to do this 100-mile ultra marathon in the Keys, and he made it 60 miles. And so he came in and really did a great job of sharing what that experience was and has done for him as an entrepreneur, as a man, as a husband, as a father, which I thought was great for people to hear so that as they're going off and trying to find the strength and the power and the courage that they need to be building their business to understand how to do that in a meaningful way. Justin, again, came in and talked specifically about wholetailing. What is wholetailing? Wholetailing is where you go into a wholesale deal and you decide that, man, there might be a little bit more meat on the bone if I basically went through this deal and swept it out and cleaned it up and put it right back out in the MLS. And so he talked about the system and how he does that, how he makes that happen, and shared with everybody there the ins and outs on how they can make up to probably another $30,000 or $40,000 on many deals that they're just not even doing right now. And so it was really, really good. And we also had Stan Ginland come out. Now, keep in mind, day two was all about, we found it on day one, find it, and then flip it on day two. So keeping with that theme, flipping it, Stan Ginland came in. For those of you who don't know Stan is our subject matter expert, our professor, if you will, for our rehab certification inside of the academy. He and his wife, Danae, have done a very, very powerful and successful rehabbing business based out of Greenville, South Carolina. Done an amazing job. And so he came in and they shared a lot of their insights as a couple on building this rehabbing business and how to do that each and every day. So if you're interested in learning how to do rehabs, I'd invite you to go make sure you check out the academy. You're going to learn directly from Stan and his wife. And last but not least, we had Frank McKinney show up. And Frank McKinney, I mean, is one of the most interesting guys you're ever going to meet. Frank is a real estate rock star. I mean, this is a guy that builds $50 million spec houses so that he can turn around some of the most expensive spec houses in the world so that he can turn around and build the least expensive spec houses in the world. He basically dedicates all of his time and energy into building these beautiful homes for this ultra, ultra, ultra rich where only a few thousand people in the world can buy them and turns around and takes those profits and funnels a great deal of that effort and energy and that profit back towards Haiti to build villages for, again, one of the most desperate countries in the world, certainly in the Western Hemisphere, for sure. And so Frank and I recently combined forces and we decided that we were going to help Frank and we were going to join forces with his Carrying House project and we were going to build a real estate worldwide village in Haiti. And so he came in and shared his entire story with everybody. That was an amazing story. And then we had the opportunity to raise some money there. We raised almost $50,000 in the room right there for that village on our way to building that village for $240,000. Think about what a house costs today in the United States. And, you know, the average median home is somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000. And for that same money in Haiti, we can build an entire village that takes care of hundreds of people, is completely self-sustaining, has a well, has a civic center, has 50 homes in it. It's just shocking how much good you can do in the world when you really want to do good. And so I was really, really moved by Frank and so delighted that he got the opportunity to come and hang out with us. And it was really cool because if you've ever been to any kind of real estate event, this was a little different. We didn't even have a back table set up where there was no rush. We never sent anybody to the back room. None of that kind of stuff happened, with one exception. When Frank was up there talking, we asked people if they wanted us, you know, if they wanted to participate, if they wanted to go and contribute and build a house for $4,000. And it was really just unbelievable to see 50, 60 people at the back of the room with credit cards in hand to give money, not to buy anything, but to donate to build this village. One of the most moving things I've ever witnessed. And if I sent you a picture of it, you would swear that they were back there buying some course. But that's not what was happening. They were back there giving their heart and soul and taking care of their fellow man. It was really, really cool to see all that happen. Last day, we had another amazing panel. And each one of these days, we had these panels set up with our boardroom members. Our most successful members from across the country were sharing their best ideas as well. So on the first day, there was a lot of people talking about marketing and wholesaling. Second day, we talked about what their best strategies were, flipping properties and increasing profitability. And then on the last day, the panel that got up there and talked about how to scale your business, right? How to take it from 2, 3, 4, 5 deals, take it to 10, 20, 30 deals. So the information that was being shared was just awesome. Then we had Garrett Gunderson come in, who is a best-selling author, New York Times author, and owns a company called Wealth Factory, and he stepped in and just rocked the house and talked to people about one of the things that is probably the least sexy topics you're ever going to imagine, and that is tax strategies, right? The moment I even say it, people are like, oh God. But this dude came in, and it was an amazing discussion that he had, right? He's got a ton of charisma, and he knows how to make something like making money and saving money and holding on to your money, which should be a really sexy topic. He made it sexy, and he got a lot of people's attention, and where people, well, suddenly their eyes were opened up like, oh my God, I never knew I could do this. I never thought I could do that. I never understood I could do this. And so he spoke for well north of an hour, and it was just some really, really good content. And then we started wrapping up the last day there with Sean Terry, came back out and talked about KPIs, about what are all the things that you should be measuring in your business if you're going to take it to scale, and gave away a lot of great information on what the key metrics are that everybody should be using in their business. And then Michael Burnoff talked, who is a world-renowned speaker and one of the best guys I know to help people unlock what's going on in between their ears. He basically walked in the door and helped transform a bunch of people really quickly into getting out of their own way and starting to take massive action right now. Again, it was just an amazing event. I'm so honored and humbled that we got so many truly remarkable people to come in and share their best stuff with this group of people. And there were so many people that walked out of there with good, hard, actionable things that they could go do almost immediately. Feedback already inside of 2 weeks inside of our private Facebook group has been incredible. People talking about, I did this, I did that, Kent, I implemented this. Oh my God, thank you so much. It was really, really, really cool. And I would tell you that if you get the chance next year to make sure, or at any of our events, make sure that you get there. If you're looking for a way to break out of where you're going, you know, what's going on in your own little world. A lot of you that listen to this, you're like, man, I'm a big fish in my little pond. And you know, well then I would tell you that you're in the wrong pond. You got to figure out how to broaden your horizons. You got to figure out how to up your game. You got to figure out how to get around bigger people that are playing at a bigger level. And you got to figure out how to learn from them. You got to humble yourself. You got to make yourself vulnerable. And you got to figure out how to make bigger things happen. Why? It's because you are capable of it. Why not? Shouldn't be why. Should be why not? And so if that's you and that's something that you want to do, make sure that you're on the lookout for our next upcoming event. We've got our Scale and Escape event that's coming up in May. We've got our boardroom events that are happening basically every month around the country. And if you're unable to make those and you just want to get your hands on the recordings, we have recently prepared these recordings, or they're being prepared right now, I should say, being all converted to DVD and USB. And you can get your hands on them when you just go to findandflipsummit.com. You can go and pre-order them right now, and they should be shipped out sometime in the next few days here. So again, just go to findandflipsummit.com and get them. Or if you, again, you just want to call our office, you can always do that as well. And it's 888-411-1705, extension 703. And they will gladly help you. And that's all I got for this episode, guys. I just wanted to give you a rundown on Find and Flip. It was an amazing event. I want to thank everybody that came out. It meant a lot to me to meet many of you for the first time face to face and to re-engage with many of you that I hadn't seen in a long time, to kind of see you again and to hear about how much success you're now having in your business because of things that we've shared with you over the years. Again, I can't tell you how cool a feeling that is when you realize that you kind of just put yourself out there. You go record some podcasts, you record a few videos, you put out some courses, you're sitting in an office in La Jolla, California with a bunch of other people, but you don't really always get the opportunity to get that one-on-one interaction with the people that are using your stuff. And so to get in a room and be surrounded by hundreds of people that, you know we're having an impact on is always an amazing experience. And I just want to let you know how grateful I am for it. And until I see you again at the next event, or until I hear from you again and our reviews or comments on the podcast, I will bid you a farewell. Take care. God bless. Peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.